Well, there you go. I bet you've never heard an intro like that to a food segment. The great Jimmy Buffett and Cheeseburger in Paradise. Ree, good morning.
Oh, good morning. And what a song to start the day to, Robbo.
Isn't that fantastic?
Where did you even find that little treasure?
I've been around a while.
I'm going to be singing Cheeseburgers in Paradise all day.
There we are. So it is obviously our burger segment this morning. And even more important because, of course, at the end of the week, the Elvis exhibition starts in Bendigo as well. So he was renowned for his Elvis burger, which we'll talk about a bit later. But burger. Yeah. I do love a good burger.
Yeah, me too. Mm. And there are some good ones around. Yeah. I'm pleased to report. You know, I'm on the food truck bandwagon at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, so there's a great food truck called Bullwinkle's Burgers.
Right.
And they're out at Eagle Hawk. They park themselves near the lake, sort of on Simpsons Road. And they do a magnificent burger.
I've had one.
Oh, there you go.
They really are good.
You you are a man before your time.
Yeah. I wish.
Or a man before the radio segment that we've got, really.
Yes, yeah. But no, I agree. Nice. Lovely burgers.
Hustler, they do another great one.
Yeah.
Flight Bar. Now, chicken burgers count as burgers, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're not just talking cheeseburgers.
Yeah, no, I like chicken burgers. My partner doesn't eat meat at all, so she'll have a fish burger as well. I think they count.
Like, they totally count.
Anything in a bun.
Yeah, anything in a bun. Fabulous. Yeah, okay, well, so Flight Bar, they definitely do it. Percy and Percy's, they're a cafe, but they do a wonderful burger and fries.
Right.
Love theirs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned one thing there, too, that you've got to have the right fries with a good burger, too. It's no good doing a good burger if you're hopeless on the fries.
Yeah, it's like you're going halfway. Unless you do the fries, it's not a full, complete meal with all food groups in it.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it has that one little bit of soggy lettuce in there somewhere, that covers food groups. You know,
yeah.
It's a bit like Macca's with the one, pickle that's in there, stuff like that.
It keeps your balanced diet going.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
If you're really thinking of fancy burger, the Woodhouse do an amazing, they've done an amazing Wagyu burger in the past. So very nice.
The only thing with some of the real fancy schmancy ones is the ones that come out and they're about, 5 inches high.
Yeah.
And like they're really actually very difficult to eat. Either A, take a bite and everything goes out the back.
Yeah.
Or you have to use a knife and fork. And a knife and fork on a burger, just not quite right.
And it's especially awkward if you're on a date. Because you would never order a burger on a date, would you?
No.
Like, that's just a recipe for no second date.
I have a very, very important question for you, Ree.
Oh, okay.
Burgers, egg.
Wow, okay. I do like an egg in a burger.
Oh, me too.
Oh, good,
me too. Yeah, I love them. I love them. I went to New Orleans, went there one day, and we went into this place and said, could I get a hamburger with egg? And they said, you want a hamburger with egg? What do you call that? And I said, a hamburger with egg? It was all new to them.
They were shocked at it.
Yeah, but I reckon an egg
on
a burger.
It's very Australian, isn't it? Yeah. We put them on pizzas too, eggs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Must be an Aussie thing.
Yeah, possibly, anyway.
So the other thing is, I think places do really great burgers is pubs.
Mm.
So you can't go past you. And we've got so many fabulous pubs here. I didn't want to list them all because anywhere's good, really.
Yeah.
But the pub burger.
You'd really be stiff, I reckon, if you went to a pub and got a very ordinary burger. Pubs just know how to do
they
burgers.
They do. They fry it up and they add the egg if you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, talking of burgers, I mentioned earlier the Elvis exhibition
opens.
Wait. So I wonder what – I know people are going to be doing a lot of Elvis stuff. I wonder if anybody's going to do an Elvis burger because, again, I was having a look at this.
What's
in
an Elvis burger?
An Elvis burger is caramelized banana, bacon, and peanut butter.
Wow.
I did a toasted sandwich.
Is there meat in there too?
Oh, yeah,
and a dirty grape patty.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, wow, that is that sounds like a heart attack in a bun.
I've done it as a toasted sandwich.
Of course you have. And hang on a tick. You deviated from your ham and cheese?
on occasion. I like to, mix it up sometimes. So, what about Ms. Batterhams? What are you doing of an Elvis flavour?
Oh, well, we've created a blueberry shoes cocktail.
Oh, really?
Mm, it's blue.
Yeah.
So that's going live on Saturday.
Ooh.
Delicious. You should come. We should go out and have cocktails for lunch.
Well, why don't I do that? And we record a segment from as Batterhams.
Okay. All yeah, right. Done.
All right.
It's a date.
That sounds good to me. All right, Ree. Hey, listen, burger it up and everybody have fun. We'll talk next week again. Thank you for joining us.
Can't wait to talk cocktails. Fabulous. And drink them.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. More importantly.
I'll see you then.
Okay.
Bye.